We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'm happy it happened. We wanted to go home.
Lawrence is in the pilot's chair and ready to go on a day that has the White Sox celebrating their home lid lifter, as Dale would say, and the Cubs absolutely reeling and looking for answers. I wish I had some. I do. I wish I had some rational way of putting this all in perspective, but all that perspective is out the window now based on urgency.
If it weren't happening to the team that we cover on a daily basis, it would be more funny.
Uh-huh.
But I know, like, people are legitimately angry. And so you don't want to make light of it. But at some point, it's so ridiculous. Because, like, all of it, like, even yesterday, where it's like, oh, well, Darvish has, he's okay.
He's a lot better.
But he still walked four people in four innings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, well, let's go to Carl Edwards. Let's see what's going on with Carl. Oh, I'm a walking guy. And then we'll throw one in the dirt.
It's frustrating, too, because I think there's something for everybody. You know, you look at, like, the general kind of painting of frustration, and there's a little bit of, you know, something from every color. There's the fact that you could do something about it. You know, you could go sign Craig Kimbrell. There's the fact that a lot of people saw it coming in the bullpen. That it wouldn't be that good.
Pagoda.
That a lot of people saw that this was writing on the wall in terms of Joe's contract, that people saw the narrative from the front office being urged. If you want to draw from anything, whatever makes you more angry, you can draw from anything.
And now it's the emergency Quintana. Break the glass and send Quintana to Milwaukee.
Well, that's the thing. Could not be a better guy for the team you're facing right now.
You know he's going to get his ass
yeah,
waxed.
Yes!
Get lit.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, this
Josh Hader throws smoke for two innings, yeah, and Christian Yelich hits a 6-run homer. Like, that's going
to
be the
all
day.
All setting up for the large jar of ass wax to be applied.
It definitely is setting up that way. Like, you're just going, oh, Nick Markakis is going to whip your ass some more for
five
you.
Hits.
You enjoy that? Here, let me ask you guys. I threw this out on Twitter last night. Is Nick Markakis the best good player ever or the worst great player ever?
Ooh. That's a good.
He's got like 2,300
yeah.
hits.
Yeah.
And you look at his wins above replacement, you go, wait, who? What?
Is he there with, like, Johnny Damon?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Johnny Damon's actually a great comp for
but
him.
You can't pick a guy. If we're not wrong here, if I'm on the right page, you can't pick a guy that had a peak that was all that large.
Is he Harold Baines?
Is he Ben Zobrist?
I think Ben Zobrist is more valuable because of all the positions that he plays.
Yeah,
hey, Harold Baines is a Hall of Damn
this
famer.
Dan, this is what I'm saying.
I ruined everything.
Is Nick Markakis 20 years from now going to end up in the Hall of Fame?
Who knows?
If you look at these last...
What's his total war? 30-something?
Pick it up in a second.
The 2,300 hits?
I was just amazed.
The worst great player ever is Lou Brock.
Okay. That's fair.
Without question. That's an easy one. He's easily the worst great player.
But era has so much to do with that. His career FanGraphs WAR is 29.1 for Nick Markakis.
Wow.
He has 1, 2, 3.
He's been to one All-Star game, Connor.
He has 8 seasons with an above 2 wins above replacement.
And no 200 hit seasons either.
He does not have a 200 hit season.
What's he, career 288 hitter, something like that?
He is a...
What's his career WRC plus?
109.
Right?
It's just like, yep, that's perfect. 109 is perfect.
So he's 9% better than average.
His career average?
Yeah, give me a slash line.
One second.
He's like a 755 player, I think.
289, 358, 424. That is his career slasher.
So the best good player.
Yeah, I think he's the best good player.
Yeah, he's not great.
No, he's not.
Still going to the Hall of Fame.
I don't even think he's the best good player. I think he's fine. He's been fine. He's been good. He's had a great career. Probably made more money than God, and congratulations to him. But he shouldn't be doing that to
you. Did Jermaine Dye make any sense?
He made a bunch of All-Star teams, though.
Did he? You're right.
That's the weird thing about Markakis is that last year was his first All-Star game. And until that, he was the greatest player to never make an All-Star game.
Jermaine Dye's career WAR is only like 15.
That's a World Series MVP, though.
You're damn right he is. Yeah. You're absolutely
Nick Markakis
right.
is a 30 WAR
and
guy.
He had two.
Take your World Series MVP and you can shove it.
Well, that distracted me from thinking about the Cubs for a couple minutes.
That was a tonic.
I actually, on the show today, have a couple of distractions for people. Some kinda fun distractions for people.
We get hints?
Sure. So yesterday, I was watching the game. And then I drove home. I had a little bit of a drive. I was hanging out with some college friends in Evanston. And I drove home, and the radio broadcast last night went off the rails a couple of times.
Okay.
And I'm going to share it going off the rails.
Beautiful.
Because we've all been part of broadcast that the game is so bad. There's nothing left to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Pat, Ron, and Zach got to that point yesterday in the sixth inning. And it was incredible listening. Like, I kept listening because they were wiling out.
It's
on
April 5th. Awesome.
Isn't that terrible?
It's not great.
It's not great, Bob. Not great. Yeah.
It's a little scary. The other distraction I had is that for people is I'm going to give people a little piece of the Lisa Ann interview.
Oh, you did it.
Oh, that's right.
So yesterday I left the show downstairs and I came up here, and she has an ISDN line because she does the Sirius radio show.
Yeah, she's a national radio host.
So we talked for like 30 minutes. It was terrific. And I'm going to share a little bit of that today at 1 o'clock. We even had a nice conversation about Sarah Palin.
Well, all right, then.
About the actual Sarah Palin.
Yes.
And there is a Y in it, by the way. I did check.
Really? I meant to check, and I forgot. Oh, no, that's a work computer.
Yes.
I shouldn't do that.
I checked it. The name of the movie
was... talking about it?
Yeah.
It's
a write-off. We can do this.
She starred in the movie Who's Nayland Palin, but they were, for legal reasons, required to spell it P-A-Y-L-I-N.
I thought they got a wide berth on parody stuff there, no?
I don't know.
I thought so, too. But we talked about that and the possibility of her and Sarah Palin hanging out at some point.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say chances are probably low.
Probably.
Is she in town for the Exotica?
Yes, she is. She's here for Exotica. That's how, like, we heard, it was one of those things where I heard the commercial and I was like, I wonder if Lisa Ann is in town. And Tony was like, do you want to get her on the show? I said, sure, why not? Mm-hmm. And then like 3 hours later, Tony was like, okay, so she's booked. I was like, great. So we had a wonderful conversation about a lot of different things. I felt it was safer for the conversation to live on the podcast, but honestly, the whole thing could have been run on the air. Like, there wasn't anything that was so untoward. She gets it. Like, she understands.
She's a professional.
Yeah, how this works.
Broadcaster.
She's now a professional broadcaster, which is strange. What are you guys going to do this weekend?
Watch a lot of baseball.
Basketball.
Probably see if it fixes itself.
Mm. Watch baseball.
Watch it tonight?
I was talking about the White Sox.
I have to do dishes. I have to do laundry. I got some decluttering I have to do. We've got like piles of things in corners that I finally have to confront and throw things out.
I've been doing that. Like the last 7 loads of laundry. Like there's been you need to go to the Goodwill pile.
Yeah, it's that
like
time.
That's enough of that, and that's enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm right. I'm actually doing the spring cleaning thing in spring.
It's just piles of random crap. Like, what is this? Wait till you get kids. I mean, then everything is just like tenfold. You don't know. It's like, what is this? I don't know. A notebook from last year. I was doing there. It's a baseball glove I don't use anymore. It's like, you know what? We're going to do this. They don't even know it yet, but we're going to go through. We're going to have a throwing things out party.
I think that sounds like a good idea. Gentlemen, thank you.
Enjoy.
Have a great, great weekend. That is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. They are here every day, 9 a.m. until noon, talking all sorts of fun stuff like Cubs baseball with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.